This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with producer Mark Price on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I've been looking forward to my conversation with my next guest. On the phone we have with us Michael Rush, who is the founding director of the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum coming to East Lansing. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm great. How are you?
Where are you coming tonight to us from?
I am in Midtown, Manhattan, New York.
Well, of course.
Right near Times Square, actually.
Of course you are.
And it's cold here. What's it like there?
Well, it's a little, it's kind of regular weather here. I mean, it's, you know, in the 20s, upper 20s, maybe 30, and it's snowing, expecting a little more snow. I might as well start with the location question first. When are you coming to town?
Next week, actually. I'll be there next Thursday, and I'll be at MSU full-time on Monday.
17. Wow. Very good. Well, we're excited to have you. And as someone who travels the corridor by campus on Grand River Avenue and watches this building go up, let's start with I'm fascinated by the architecture of the whole thing.
Yeah. It's going to be a very exciting building. You know, one of the world's leading architects, Zaha Hadid, who's an Iraqi born, I think she's Iraqi born anyway, she lives in London, but she's one of the world's great architects, and the Broads and Michigan State contracted her to build this amazing building, and I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Well, what are your story leading here is equally fascinating as the museum project itself, I think. Why don't you give us some of your background and how you came to be the founding director of this museum?
Well, I guess I've done a few things in my life. There's three chapters, I guess. I was a priest and a psychologist for several years. That was my earliest venture. I was a Jesuit for several years. And then I was in the theater, had my own theater company, and wrote and directed contemporary theater works. And then, I mean, the simple, short version of it is that I started writing about art while I was in the theater, and it was through writing about art that I started curating art exhibitions and then started my adventure in the museum world. And I've held directorships in Palm Beach and the Boston area, and am completely thrilled about this new opportunity at Michigan State. I think it's the great opportunity right now in contemporary art, which is where my heart is, and it's really like a dream come true for me.
How did the connection get made to have you end up as the founding director of the Broad Art Museum? Were you looking, or were they looking for you?
Well, the Michigan State hired a search firm, is actually the leading museum search firm, it's a firm called Russell Reynolds, and they're museum person is Laurie Nash, and the firm knew me. You know, they're real pros in this field, and they know pretty much all the players in the museum world. And I got a call from them, you know, many months ago, and we started the talk, and the talk became a dance, and I hope it'll be a waltz for a long time.
I love the visual of all of that. I really do.
Yeah.
What excited you about this museum?
Well, Cheryl, I mean, the opportunity to create a program in a new museum, particularly one that has this magnificent building and that is part of a larger, great enterprise, which is Michigan State University. I mean, it's an extraordinary, really once in a lifetime chance for someone like me. It's the best possible thing I could be doing now. It's in the title of the job is the founding director, and it's, you know, you only get to be a founding director really once, and then there's only one founding director, so I get to do to create with a staff and the community, hopefully will be a thriving new presence in the artistic life of the university and Michigan and the greater world, I'd like to say.
Yeah, so this is your baby to launch.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, this the university has, and under the guiding eye of the president and the associate provost, Linda Stafford, have been working, you know, very strenuously 24/7 for a long time on this. I'm really coming in at the 11th hour in terms of the building. But in terms of programming, yeah, that's the part that I really get to put my stamp on. And with the staff that's moving on from the Kresge Museum and new staff that will be hired, it's going to be a community of people putting this together. But, yeah, I get to oversee it, and hopefully I've got some ideas that will be put into motion here.
What are some of your ideas? From an article that I read, it said the Broad Museum will be 70% gallery. How does that look to you?
Well, that's an amazing reality. You know, a lot of museums are top-heavy with storage space and office space and so forth. To have 70% of this building devoted to gallery space means that we have the opportunity to present quite a wonderful diversity of what's going on in the art world now, throughout the world, really. I mean, I see the program at the new Broad Museum to be international in scope, and also to be a great teaching venue for the students and the faculty at Michigan State University. But we really want to be part of the conversation of what's happening in the contemporary art world right now. We want to be part of creating that conversation and really presenting and commissioning and showing all of our visitors the most important and interesting art that's happening throughout the world right now.
And can we expect the exhibits to be changing and challenging, maybe I'll say, to art viewers?
Yeah, absolutely. I would guess, I mean, I don't know exactly right now, but there'll probably be several rotations of exhibitions during a given year. The great thing about having so much gallery space and exhibition space is that you can have something new going on frequently. You can be changing exhibitions and presenting new works in different spaces throughout the year. And yes, some of it indeed will be challenging. You know, I think contemporary artists in many ways are the prophets of our time, and their voice can have a very deep effect on the cultural life of a city, a campus, and I think the cultural life of the world, the developed world and the developing world. And I want to bring all of that, all of those interesting voices, as many as we can, into this new Broad Museum. And not just in, you know, things that you hang on the wall, but images that you project, and also the digital arena. Keep an eye on our website, because it's going to be very interesting, I think, the way that we deal with and contact the world through the digital life of the museum.
And integrate it all together. I have a website up right now on the museum that's showing some pretty amazing video and live webcams and the process and the works. Speaking, that leads us right into my next question. When are we expecting the museum to be complete, the building to complete?
Well, as far as I understand, there's an opening set for a year from this spring. That's March or April. And, you know, Dr. Stafford and her team have kept this project on schedule, and people, and we're all hoping that the scheduled opening next spring will indeed happen.
What do you think you're looking forward to the most with this new adventure in your life? Because you've had many.
I have. Well, again, it's Cheryl, it's this notion of creating something new and creating a venue for people to experience the ideas and the vision of artists of our time, and to really be the point person, if you will, to create this new venture, content-wise, is something that, you know, I just can't wait.
Your focus, and you said your love and passion is contemporary art.
Yes.
It won't be strictly that.
Well, the emphasis really is on the contemporary,
okay.
Yes. You know, exactly what the 100% of the time content of the space is going to be, we're not sure of that yet. I would guess that one of the galleries, as a teaching gallery, will have art that does relate to the entire history of art and culture, because I know the collection that we're inheriting from the Kresge Museum does include art from all periods, you know, from Greek and Roman and pre-Columbian up to the contemporary. So we're going to see how that gets played out. I can tell you, for myself, I have a great interest in relating the contemporary to earlier periods of time. So don't be surprised if you see a very contemporary painting or sculpture mixed with a more historical piece, even a very ancient piece, because artists speak to each other across all times, I think. And one of my interests would be to have those voices echoing from all periods throughout the museum.
Well, I love the idea of that, Michael. I've been on many a field trip at Kresge Art Museum over the years with kids, so I'll look forward to seeing some familiar pieces as well.
Absolutely.
We're excited to have you in the community and to be able to hear your passion for what's coming with the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum is exciting as well. So welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Community.
Thank you very much. I can't wait.
Okay, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again as the project continues.
Okay, you bet.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
Good night. We've been speaking with Michael Rush, the founding director of the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum. This is going to be a fun addition to the community. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.